Who needs a must have the merriment and fun and laughs. Another premiership man, but gee, the Walker Rams really made it hard yakka for you, didn't they?
Mate, they were something unbelievable. They were tough. All credit to them, mate. They really stuck it to us and played to the 80 minute. Unfortunately for Seabass, one of my mates, not to get that conversion at the end, but I was happy that it didn't go over.
Well, you had to play tough yourself, mate. You had to take it to the line quite a few times, and they really dished it out in defence. And a fantastic, you know, back line. Simon, of course, Paddy Keane, the two heads, and of course in the forwards there, led by Will, just simply outstanding. And a really close game with the 1 point result. How do we feel when we're up 26-6?
Mate, we knew that we were going to have a lull period in between the game there. There's always swinging momentum in every game, so we brushed ourselves, but we didn't think it'd be that close.
But your forwards back were outstanding in the scrums, penalty try, just real dominance there in the first 35 minutes of the game.
Mate, hats off to our forwards. They've been dominant really all year, so our premiership comes off the back of them. It made it really easy for me playing 10 to be off the back of that forward pack, especially with the likes of Comrade Starr and the two front rowers and everyone. Mate, it's just a great feeling. As you get older, premiership's hard to come by, so really enjoy it.
Yeah, well, of course, Matt Kelly as a coach into his second year, has he improved or he's made it better? Or are you doing all the coaching on the run?
Nah, mate, I'd leave it up to him now. It's always been about him and his stamp on the game, so I'm like a puppet and just play what he wants to do, so it's really good. I'm really enjoying it, and I'll pull the boots on again next year for sure.
And back playing with Central North again, you had a lash at the country champs. Did you enjoy that, even though we didn't see too much success? And really it's time now for all the players to rally around and get that Richardson Shield and dominate the Cockatoos again.
Oh, mate, as I said, I'm a bit older now, so that's my final year at Central North. It was really great to play with the likes of Seabass and Paddy Keane. I think he's a star of the future, and a lot of forward packs. The forward pack was good, but I think that we're in games at times over there at Central North, and Illawarra are just too fit for us. That's the difference. They don't have to travel 3 hours to train. We put a good showing in there, but
it's really one of those things. We used to win the Caudle Cup off a break, and it's great to see you part of it, but we need a unity within the whole zone to be part of it.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's just hard. Speaking from experience with these Pirates boys, they've got babies and all that kind of stuff, so the main priority is families. But anyway, hopefully in the future these kids will get a bit older and they'll be a part of it, but I won't be.
Yeah. What about work? You've got a full qualification as an electrician, so you can walk into my house and turn the light on and charge me $200 for 2 seconds work.
So I'll tell you what, I wouldn't trust myself. It's good. Central Energy's been really good to me. Been there 7.5 years now and really enjoying it. Great company to work for. And for anyone out there, there's apprenticeships going with Central Energy. You have to be a player by September 8th. So get on the website, www.centralenergy.com.au. And if you think you're wanting to go that path with a great company, get on board.
It's fantastic. Once again, another premiership that really pulled the strings beautifully. Led by the forwards, of course, but warmest congratulations on another title.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I'd like to say good day to all my family over there in Gunnedah. Love yous all, especially Annie Lynn. She's the boss.